This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're talking to Brittany King from Tuscumbia, Missouri. She is a finalist in the agri-science area. Brittany, can you tell me a little bit about your SAEN project?
During high school, I conducted research at my high school as well as the Department of Interior Laboratory in Columbia, Missouri, and I looked at toxicity projects.
So in that, what were you testing the toxicity of?
There was two things. My freshman and sophomore year, I looked at herbicides and surfactant toxicity, and my junior and senior year, I looked at the toxicity of copper nanoparticles.
So what were your findings used for?
I used them to compete in regional science fairs as well as FFA agri-science fairs.
Okay, and looking at college and career-wise, you are a student, a sophomore at Lincoln University in Jefferson City. What are you looking at getting into college and career-wise, upon your graduation?
After I finish my bachelor's degree in environmental science, I would like to pursue a PhD in environmental aquatic toxicology.
Okay, and what would you like to get into with your PhD? Would you like to do research or educate, or what would you like to do?
I would like to continue researching either where I work for the United States Geological Survey or some other company.
Okay, and you mentioned that you were at the Agri-Science Fair at the national level before and now a finalist in the Star in Agri-Science for the National FFA organization. Obviously, two very prestigious accomplishments. Looking back, what has this organization meant to you? What have you learned from your time in this organization?
This organization has helped me to become a better writer and presenter. I've been in speech competitions as well as presented my agri-science project to others. I have learned that it takes dedication to succeed in life, and hard work truly pays off.
That was Brittany King from Tuscumbia, Missouri, a finalist in the Star in Agri-Science. I'm Spencer Chase.